Welcome to the 10-Minute Writer's Workshop from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. In this episode, the author Kate Christensen. She's a novelist, a memoirist, and an ardent eater. I caught up with her at the farm in northern New Hampshire where she lives part-time just after the publication of her latest book, How to Cook a Moose, and asked her for 10 minutes.
Hi, I'm Kate Christensen, and this is the 10-Minute Writer's Workshop.
Kate, what do you think it's harder to write, the first sentence or the last?
I think the first sentence is easy to write, but it's hard to think up. And I think I can't start writing something until I've got that first sentence. And that is sort of the thing that starts the engine. That's the key in the ignition. And the last sentence is the sentence that I write toward as I write the whole book. So in a way, they're the hardest sentences, but they are also, once you get to them, the easiest sentences.
What is your personal worst distraction, the thing that keeps you from getting work done?
Oh, God, what isn't my distraction? I will take any opportunity to be distracted from writing. I would say cooking and probably online Scrabble as a close second.
Are there personal habits that you would encourage writers then to take up, you know, maybe to avoid those distractions or become more productive?
I mean, everyone says discipline, and it's become kind of the thing that we say to younger writers, and I'm going to say it again because there's no substitution for it. Writing involves a lot of fear, and discipline is a way to get over your fear because you just do it. I would say writing badly is a really good idea. Allowing yourself not to write badly, realizing that your mother isn't looking over your shoulder and that no one can see anything until you show them. You're completely free and no one is watching.
That's a good lead into the next question then. Do you edit as you go or do you wait until the end and why?
It depends on what I'm working on. It's a real temptation to edit as I go, but I find that if I let myself just keep going, I have more momentum. It's a constant back and forth between the brain in my head and the brain in my gut. And the brain in my head is the editor and the brain in my gut is the writer, the storyteller. And when I'm writing a first draft, I have to bypass the brain in my head as much as I can and sort of let it unfurl from a visceral sort of sense of story.
Where is the best environment for you to do that?
Right now at this table where I'm standing, looking out at the mountains, the White Mountains, and with the kitchen right nearby so I can get up and cook whenever I need a distraction.
What do you think is the most common mistake that new writers make?
I can only talk about myself as a new writer, looking way back to the dawn of time. I was trying to be great. I was trying to write in a voice that wasn't my own, that I thought of as the great American writing voice. And until I got over that and allowed myself to go back to my 13-year-old self, and the way I wrote in eighth grade when I wrote my first novel, I could not get anything underway. But as soon as I embraced that voice again and understood that I am just the writer I am, I can't be anyone else, then I was off and running.
Any books that you'd recommend people to read or other tools to learn more about writing or finding that voice?
I would say just read novels. That's the best way to learn how to write. If you want to be a novelist, read all different kinds of novels. Right now I'm reading Moby Dick. And so, of course, it's one of the greatest novels ever written. So I'm going to go with Moby Dick as my recommendation.
What's the best piece of advice that you ever got about writing?
Oh, let me think about this. The best writing advice I know of is something that we all used to say to one another when we were writing students at Iowa. And I'm not sure who came up with it first, but we would all remind each other, write straight into the heart of what you're most afraid of saying. And we would say it whenever one of us got stuck, and it always worked. I'll say another piece of advice that was just helpful. One of my writing teachers, Alan Gerganis, who is a wonderful teacher and person and writer, I studied with him at the Iowa Writers Workshop when I was in my 20s. And my last semester there, I was so heartbroken I couldn't write because my beloved boyfriend had broken up with me and left me, and I was bereft. And so I met with him at the end of the semester to sort of have a student-teacher conference. And I burst into tears and I said, Alan, I can't write, I'm heartbroken. And he said, oh, honey, you got to keep working. Getting famous is the best revenge. I'm still waiting for that to happen.
How many times were you rejected before you got published?
Oh my gosh, my first novel, In the Drink, I think it was rejected by every editor in New York before an intrepid young associate editor at Doubleday decided she liked it and clandestinely met with me for coffee and gave me ideas of how to revise it. And so I went off for 4 months. I took all her advice, and then I sent it back to her. And by then she had been promoted, and so she was able to acquire it. And that's how I got published. But if it hadn't been for her, I might still be struggling.
Well, Kate, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
Kate Christensen, she's a Penn Faulkner Award-winning writer and author of The Epicure's Lament, and more recently, How to Cook a Moose. The 10-Minute Writer's Workshop is a production of NHPR, and this episode was produced by Megan Tan and Sarah Plourd.